As some of you know, I've been doing a little thing here on the recommendation of my therapist, who realized I was under stress and all these new hours and everything else, and he asked me to start keeping a dream diary that I'm going to bring into him on Thursday, but I bring it into the studio every day. And
I wonder if he's looking forward to it or just dreading it.
Oh, no, no. How could you dread my dreams?
There'll be a whole week of them.
Well, you know, maybe we'll talk about other things. You know, maybe I'll just pick, a few of the highlights from the dream themes.
Well, but, wait a minute. We already had a highlight earlier this week. It was your 34-inch joint.
Yeah, yeah. That was a powerful dream, man. You know, it was.
Sure stuck with Riley.
I like the word joint. I don't use it for that. You know what I mean? But I do have other names for it.
Okay.
Here we go. Tell us about last night.
Yeah, let me try and make out my writing here. Okay, I'm trapped, and I'm trapped in a sweltering 4 by 5 foot cell. I'm in Guantanamo Bay, and they say it like they're telling me I'm an enemy combatant, and it's true because I remember I'm wearing like a pirate costume. All right, suddenly the bars swing open, and it's John Ashcroft's disembodied head just floating there in a jar. Isn't that weird? And the jar is labeled mayonnaise, right? But I don't pay attention to it. Okay, so then the head turns into my head and begins questioning me about a rock. All right, it questioned me about a rock, Waco, Oklahoma City, and Paris Hilton. All right,
wow. All right?
Yeah, no, I know it's weird, right? So it was. I was really a tough interrogator on myself, and I beat me up mercilessly, but I gave me nothing. Just some okay. All I told myself. The music's really loud in my head right now. All I told myself was I gave myself some unreliable snippets of teenage gossip. Like I remember I said, Brandy really does like Todd. She's just too shy to say anything about it. And then the CIA immediately wrote that down and put together a black ops. This is getting confusing, isn't it? Wow.
It's like a dream within a dream.
Yeah, so I give a message to my parrot who flew out of the bars without even a kiss goodbye. And the next thing I know, I'm hitting the beach with 10,000 Marines, okay? Miami Beach, okay? And it's spring break, 85 degrees. Oh, my God, the horror of it, you guys. I've never seen so much vomit in my life, okay? And then I woke up, my sheets were tied in knots hanging out of the window, and my alarm clock was upside down. That's it.
Well,
wow, man. You know, just recalling that dream makes me feel weird.
Yeah, I just think the Paris Hilton thing is enough to make anybody go and see a therapist.
Did you see that? I saw that. Thank you for that, by the way. Chris gave me the video, and I watched it, and it was better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, it was more than I thought it would be.
That's not hard.
I don't find her attractive, though, really.